60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, it's time for everybody to go grab your wheatgrass shots and your high-fiber cereals and your bowls of quinoa. And then toss them straight into the trash.
Oh,
you know why? Because today is National Greasy Foods Day.
Yeah, baby. Bring on the bacon.
Celebrating all your favorite forbidden foods that your doctor strongly recommends you avoid. Of course, hot dripping pizza, crusty deep fried chicken, gooey mozzarella cheese sticks.
Why is everything that's so good so bad for you?
I know.
National Greasy Food Day, you don't have to feel guilty about gorging on those delicious treats. Instead, you just grab the buffalo by the wings, bathe it in a tuba ranch, and slam dunk it right into your talk hole.
Skip the celery.
Yep. Yeah. But today's not just about eating a bunch of random greasy foods. You can celebrate in all sorts of other ways. You can hold a festival of grease games if you want.
Whoa. That sounds fun. What about the game, like, what can we deep fry?
Play that game, too?
Yeah.
You and your coworkers can do a little grease stain analysis.
Oh.
I bought in some articles of clothing for you guys today to check out later.
Oh, okay. Gross.
We get to guess which item they came from?
Uh-huh. Or just have a company-wide butter sculpting competition.
Ooh.
Winner takes home a year's supply of Crisco.
That's my kind of pop.
Yeah, well, yep. I mean... Yeah, because one tub of Crisco doesn't last a year or 10 already.
Those things last forever.
Right?
It's just one tub of Crisco is all you get. So it's National Greasy Food Day. The fun doesn't stop until your heart does. That's the motto. Speaking of stopping hearts, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last.
Ah, oh, man, I got my own name.
Himself. All right, here you go. Here's the shock collar. While Jose's putting that on. You all right, Jeffrey?
Yep.
Okay. Please read Jose the shock caller question of the day.
Recently, a team of movie critics from all around the country put together a list of the top 33 scariest horror villains of all time. Some of the names that were near the top of the list included Jason Voorhees from Friday the 13th, Freddy Krueger from Nightmare on Elm Street, even the shark Jaws made the top 10. But the number one scariest horror movie villain of all time is from a very popular film that every one of you should know. Who is it? And to help you out, I'll allow you one yes or no question at any point during the shot caller.
Okay.
Doesn't it have to be Jack Nicholson? What's the name of that character?
In the
Shining. Oh,
that's not Jack Nicholson. That's Anthony Hopkins.
Or Anthony Hopkins.
Hannibal. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, yeah. There's...
Thank you.
Okay, so this is kind of tough. Hello, because
Clarice.
I don't watch.
Yeah,
whoa, that
there
was
it
way
is.
Too good.
That is really good. I'm like, Clary, whoa, that came from the soul.
Fava beans.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the one. That's what I was thinking of.
I did not watch a lot of horror films, but he said, because obviously I hate anything scary, but he said that everyone should have watched it. So I'm not thinking it's a traditional horror like character. It's got to be like a regular movie. That's
what?
I would say it's probably
what?
A horror movie
yeah.
because I'm asking for horror
no.
villains.
Okay, All right.
It's not going to be like Reese Witherspoon from Clueless.
By the way, scary.
She was a little bit of a bee in that movie.
What about Pennywise from It?
Yeah, that's really, I mean, really popular now. You know,
Alien from Alien? Like, I know that there's more than one aliens out there, but like that, I watched that when I was 5. My mom didn't know I was watching it, and I had nightmares for.
You know who scarred me for life is the witch from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, really?
You guys, what about Chucky?
Oh, yeah, Child's
the
Play.
The doll.
What about Jigsaw from Saw? What about them all?
What about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre guy?
Leatherface.
Oh,
Leatherface.
Man. I don't know. There's so many options. You guys are just throwing them at
or
me.
What's that one? It's fairly recent where the girl, like, crawls up the stairs all weird.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I don't
and
know.
She's, like, super,
Jeff said he would give you a hint, too.
Yeah, I'd love to ask one yes or no question at any point to help you out.
All right, will you guys help me? What should I ask?
I think you should ask if it was a movie before 1995.
Okay. Is it a movie before 1995? I like that question.
Yeah, did that help you?
Not really. Man.
Go with Hannibal Lecter.
Okay, I trust you guys on this one. I don't know horror movies at all, so I'm going Hannibal Lecter.
Thank you, Jose.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
It's really good. I've at least heard that part.
A team of movie critics from all around the country put together a list of the scariest horror villains of all time. Number 5 was Pinhead from Hellraiser. Number 4, Pennywise the Clown from It.
Oh.
Number 3, Michael Myers from Halloween. Mm. Number 2 is Norman Bates from Psycho.
Oh, yeah.
And the number 1 scariest horror villain ever is Leatherface from Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, it was Leatherface.
Dang it. That one's creepy because that's a real story, you guys.
I never even saw that movie.
Yeah, that's based on a real story. That one's always creeped me out.
Yeah.
So you got the question wrong, and somebody texted in at 78592, the same person that wanted to hear Thriller yesterday, said, hey, because you shocked Jose before he even started singing, can you do Thriller again and let him sing it a little bit? So sure, okay. We can do that for you.
Because this is Thriller. Thriller 9, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's Thriller.
There you go. Hopefully you got enough of that song this time.
Yeah.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. 92.5.